¿Cómo han estado hoy?
Bien,
bien,
¿usted?
Bien, aquí mire.
¿Trabajando, verdad?
Sí.
I'm at one of the three La Tapatía Mexican grocery stores in Des Moines, this one on the city's northwest side. Customers file past the cashier as she rings up their limes, cilantro, and jalapeno peppers. Nearby stands store manager Oscar Posados. His family arrived in Des Moines from Guadalajara, Mexico, via Chicago in the 1980s, and founded the grocery chain.
Back at home, they've owned grocery stores and businesses. And so they wanted to bring that here.
They started with a video rental shop that catered to Spanish-speaking clients. But they were soon in the grocery business, opening their first store east of the Iowa capital in 1989. They auditioned a few names for the grocery before arriving at La Tapatía, the slang word that applies to natives of Jalisco, whose capital is Guadalajara. Posados walks along the aisles, pointing out items not common in American-style markets, the jars of mole sauce made with chocolate, the popular sausage known as chorizo, the chicken feet behind the meat counter.
And then the cactus leaf is an item that's very popular, and that's used and sautéed in a pan with usually with tomatoes and other things, usually as a side.
Posado says shoppers may notice some other differences. For example, his butchers slice the meat a little differently.
In Mexico, meat is kind of scarce, so they're not used to the typical big, thick cut, 32-ounce steaks. You know, it's a lot leaner cut, thinner cut meat.
Most of La Tapatía's customers come from Mexican heritage, but it's also drawing shoppers whose family backgrounds touch almost every nation in the world. Posado says they like the variety of peppers they can find, the seafood makings for ceviche, and the cheese from the Mexican state of Oaxaca. At the chain's flagship store on Des Moines' east side, Linda Foster is sifting through a bin of candles. Foster co-owns a coffee house in downtown Des Moines, and she's primarily shopping at La Tapatía for the ingredients to a specialty drink she started to serve.
Horchata traditionally is a Mexican drink that's made with rice milk and, let's see if I can remember all of them, vanilla and cinnamon and almond, I believe. But we do kind of an American twist on it. We add espresso and dairy milk.
Grocery stores geared toward Latinos and the people who love their style of cooking are cropping up in Iowa towns large and small. They dot the business districts in Denison, Perry, and Marshalltown. And they are a frequent stomping ground for chefs like Tanya Blanco. She's from Costa Rica, and to the people who attend the annual Latino Heritage Festival in central Iowa, where she puts on cooking demonstrations, she's known simply as Chef Tanya. When Blanco goes shopping at Mexican grocery stores, she's looking for ingredients that may be hard to locate elsewhere.
You find things like salsa Lizano, which is something that I found at the Mexican store here that they sell, which is a salsa from made from a tamarind, which is a fruit, and it has a ton of other spices. It's kind of like the, I can never pronounce the word, Worcestershire sauce.
Blanco immigrated to the Des Moines area with her mother when she was 18. She began her chef's training in the culinary arts program at Des Moines Area Community College and continued it at the Culinary Institute of America in New York. Although she now lives in South Dakota, she regularly returns to central Iowa to continue encouraging people to explore new tastes.
When people come to my demos, sometimes they don't want to try. You know, they think like, oh, that sounds, I don't know if I want to try that. So I started buying chocolate and I brave them with candy. And if they try, I give them so many pieces, but they're willing to try. And I think once you break that barrier, the possibilities of you trying all kinds of different foods are endless.
Because of Chef Tanya, more Iowans have now tried Jualoprinto, the national dish of Costa Rica, a simple fried rice and bean affair flavored with onions and peppers. She's also encouraged more of us to use achiote, the flavorful paste that provides the orange coloring to Spanish rice, and something Blanco says she includes in much of her cooking. And she's given her okay to squirt lime juice over almost anything. It's just another common touch in Latino cooking. There is one popular recipe from her native Costa Rica that needs no translation. She puts exotic fruits such as pineapple, mango, and bananas in a bowl, tosses in some Jell-O and condensed milk, and tops it off with 2 scoops of ice cream.
You feel like you're 5 years old again.
In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.